Celtics legend, basketball icon, civil rights champion, and social justice leader. That's how Bill Russell is being remembered this morning. He died yesterday at 88 years old. Adrian Ma brings us more on Bill Russell's remarkable life.
Before William Felton Russell ever donned a Celtics jersey, he was already a champion. He led the University of San Francisco to two consecutive NCAA titles, and he won a gold medal playing for the U.S. basketball team in the 1956 Olympics. Later that year, he came to Boston.
Russell, Cousy, Heinzone, and company start clicking.
And in his rookie season, Russell helped the Celtics win an NBA title.
As the Celtics, you want to become the NBA champion.
A couple of years later, Russell would lead the team to another championship. And another, and another, and another, and another.
Final score, a decisive 122-103.
That brings the Celtics their third straight title.
And there's bedlam in Boston again. World champions of basketball.
And the never-say-die Boston team wins the world's professional basketball crown. 124.
Russell helped the franchise win 11 titles in 13 seasons. Through it all, he was known as the ultimate team player. Sure, he'd skip a practice now and then, but his teammates let it go, because it was clear how much he cared about winning. For instance, he often got so nervous before a game that he puked in the locker room. And after clinching his final NBA title, Russell was momentarily speechless.
Phil, this must have been a great win for you.
Jack.
With tears in his eyes, Russell told an ABC reporter it was all about the team.
Well, this is such a great bunch of guys, you know. I told these guys before the game, I don't care what happens, I wouldn't trade you guys for any guys in the world.
Russell wasn't only a top player. His last seasons with the Celtics, he was also the coach. When he took on the role in 1966, he was the first black head coach in the league. And when some reporters questioned whether he would have problems coaching white players, he brushed it off.
I don't anticipate any problems with the guys, because one thing that we've always had in the Celtics is mutual respect. And we think that's the most necessary ingredient for a winning combination.
But Russell's influence on the court went well beyond winning.
I guess the simplest way to put it would be that Bill Russell changed the way the basketball was played.
Aram Gudzouzian is author of a biography of Russell called King of the Court. He says in the 1950s, basketball was still a pretty earthbound game. Offense was all about moving the ball in a position to get layups.
But Russell changed that by leaping to block shots.
What a block by Russell! What a block by Bill Russell on Chamberlain's dunk shot! Incredible!
Russell was 6'9", astonishingly quick, and a master at psyching out his opponents.
There was Russell blocking the shot by West. They try to avoid Russell, not drive down the middle if they can help it.
He turned the block shot into a weapon. And once he did that, he erased the easy layup from the game.
To adjust, opponents started shooting from further away, leaping in the air and taking jump shots. Because of Russell, the game became more airborne.
In all these ways, Russell's defense creates modern basketball offense.
Russell made an impact off the court, too. As he reshaped the game, he became a vocal advocate for racial justice. He started his career as a black athlete in a mostly white league and criticized other NBA teams for what he believed was an unofficial cap on black players. In the mid-60s, Russell participated in the March on Washington, worked with the NAACP, and railed against segregated schools in Boston.
This is a guy who went and conducted basketball clinics that were racially integrated in 1964 in Mississippi. This is the same summer as Freedom Summer, when, you know, activists are getting murdered and harassed.
Do you think that you will get some white kids to play basketball with Negro kids?
I think so. I don't see why not. My kids play with white kids, and nobody got hurt yet.
And although Russell had close bonds with all his teammates, white and black, that closeness did not extend to the city of Boston. And the problems began the first time he and his wife visited the city.
They land in Boston, and they're in a cab, and they're heading toward the Boston Garden. And the cab driver starts lecturing him about how to act, how to behave, you know, what people expect out of athletes at this time. Very sort of patriarchal and really rooted in a kind of a racial hierarchy at the same time. And Russell immediately resents it, immediately bristles.
Even as his star rose, Russell took note of every insult, whether it was his home in Reading being vandalized when he was away, or a condescending question from a local sports writer. Russell reflected on his treatment by the Boston press while speaking with NPR's Ed Gordon in 2005.
Many people wrote about you using the word surly often when they wrote about Bill Russell. It seems...
Well, you know, to me, when someone referred to me as surly, especially when I was young, that to me was totally and completely race-baited. The majority society had decided on a code of conduct for minorities.
Russell was also bitter. Hometown fans didn't seem to show him the same love as white teammates like Bob Cousy. And the fact that the Celtics, a championship team increasingly made up of black players, still couldn't draw the same crowds as the all-white Bruins. Because of these slights, or in spite of them, Russell for years refused to participate in the rituals of sports stardom. He famously did not sign autographs, and for more than four decades refused to accept a ring from the Basketball Hall of Fame, in part because he believed other black players deserved the honor first. Russell did not want to be worshipped or commodified. As he said in an interview for ESPN Classic, he wanted respect.
There's a difference between being proud and having pride. They may not like you, but they have to respect you. And that's more important. It's far more important to be respected than it is to be liked. At least to me it is. Far more important to be respected than to be liked.
In other words, he wanted to be seen as more than a basketball player. And he was. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.